Paul, what can you tell us about Adam Lowry?
Well, we still got to get to final testing, get it looked at kind of back home, but it's not short term, so it'll be a month before we're talking about his re-entry.
I know we talked a little bit about it last night, but moving forward here right now, I guess what's the top of your mind for Carolina?
It's us first. We got to get that hole filled. So Andrew Copp, I think, the most viable player to go into that hole, and then we'll build some things around it. We'll call a forward here up this afternoon for the back-to-back.
Andrew was talking about having a lot of different line mates this season. Is it at least nice to have that Swiss Army knife
well,
guy?
Well, you know what, and he has been that. When you back a line of Perreault, Copp, and Roslovic was a really good line for us. Now, I was running them in the four-hole last year, not higher up the standings, but they were very, very effective. And we may get to looking at that, but then we would need somebody else to come up and play in kind of that top six role. So we'll take a look at that. But Andrew, one thing he's going to be able to do is really give you a good defensive presence kind of on that line. He's good on faceoffs. He's got his D-zone coverage down. Appleton's kind of training into that, a little bit of that defensive role. So we think it gives us the best depth of the middle.
Paul, is the timing of this trip just perfect in the sense a couple tough outings in a row and everybody can't help but smile and have some levity on a day like today?
Moms make you in a good mood, right? You can't walk around growly because they're just happy, right? They are. They're such a positive force in the big scheme of things, as I guess all mothers look. Two losses doesn't mean you're going to kick your kid out. So it's nice to have some positive energy around the room.
Do you find yourself smiling on? Even with
well, it's just, you know, yeah, they're all helping their moms out into the ice, and everybody, they're so proud, right? And rightfully so. So it's fun to be around.
You obviously don't want to ever put too much on any one or two games, but these two before the break can mean an awful lot for you.
Yeah, right. You can go home feeling you had a real nice road trip if we can tighten our game up a little bit. And we're going to have lots of guys that get an opportunity to do that. But those injuries that we've had on our back end and up front, players that have wanted ice time are going to get ice time.
I was going to ask any moms complaining about their son's ice time, like Timbit style?
No, they've been good about it, at least not to me, not to my face.
Well, not to make you feel any older. But...
Oh, God. That's a good start, Chip.
It's been almost 20 years to the day since Rod Brendamore was traded here. Primo trade.
Yeah.
The impact do you think he's had? I mean, could you imagine the impact he's had on this franchise?
You can see it directly, right? There's a direct kind of line from the Hartford days, and you have to fully appreciate it might have been easier for Jim Rutherford to take over an expansion team than to take that team over, right? Because you've got contracts that you need to move. Like, it's going to take you time. And there's three or four guys that I thought had the biggest impact. You know, one of them, Kevin Dineen, that trade mattered. We're in Hartford at that time, but a really intense player. Gary Roberts, Ron Francis, and then Rod Brindamore, probably in order of, I think that's chronologically correct. And you take a team, like, I think my first year in Hartford, I think we went 5-4-1 in January, and I think that was the first winning month the franchise had had in about 3 years. It's a really tough number. Not a fit team. Way off the work level that you needed to be a good franchise, and all of those men that came in, and then some periphery guys too, and the Marty Jellinas of the world and some of those guys, but those guys that they brought in were the right kind of character guys that they could turn a franchise around, and they did.